感谢主，我们今天早上一起来看主的话。
Let's dive into God's word today.
昨天我们交通到主就是真光。
Last time we talked about how God is that true light.
特别讲到这个光很特别的点。
And how special this is one point about this light.
就是这个生命，主的生命是我们的光。
How God's light is our light.
所以这个光不是打开一个灯，开一个开关照出来，是他的生命照射一个光。
So this light is not like a switch, but it is a lamp that shines.
A light that shines up.
A light that shines up.
Yeah. 这个生命很奇妙，听起来很抽象，但它却很具体。
This life is so amazing. It sounds abstract, but it is very, very practical. Practical.
你看，主耶稣一站在你的面前，光就照在你的生命。
When our Lord Jesus appeared before Peter, His light shone through him into him.
他站在那些控告那个女人的面前，他的光照在他们里面。
Those people who accused the woman, the light shone into them as well.
显露他们里面的情形。
It showed how they are truly inside.
他们跟彼得一样，看见自己是罪人。
They all realize that they are sinners themselves.
但是同样，这个耶稣，他的生命也将光照在女人的心中。
And at the same time, Jesus' light shone into that woman.
她是一个明显的罪人。
She is a true sinner.
但是那个光让她知道有盼望。
But that light let her know that she
有赦免。
There is forgiveness.
有爱。
There is love.
哇，这个光太棒了
！This light is so good.
这是主耶稣的生命
，and that is the life of Jesus.
这是真的光
，this is the true light.
所有真的光能做这样的事情
，only true light can do such a thing.
这个光来到地上
，and now this light has come unto this.
我们也接近来了，对不对
？And we have come into this light.
我们收了这个光，对不对？我们 received
this light.
我们收，我们接受了，对不对
？We have received.
这个光也在我们里面了。
This light is in ourselves.
因为耶稣基督的生命借着重生进来。
Because the life of Jesus was given into us through the resurrection.
我们的灵魂苏醒。
Our soul is revived.
我们接受了主的圣灵内住。
We accept His life to dwell in us.
所以他在里面发光了。
And He's shining inside.
他显露我们的真相。
He has shown what we truly are.
但是他也把赦免和爱带。
But he has also brought forgiveness.
给了我们何等的盼望。
Give us such a hope.
所以内住的基督是荣耀的盼望。
So the Jesus that is inside us is that glorious hope.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要做什么？要让这个光怎么发展出来？
So brothers and sisters, what? How should we do? How should we shine our light?
已经接受了主进来了，就要让这个生命成长。
We have received Jesus. Now we want this light to grow.
所以我们不能走来走去说哦，让我们光照射出来。
We can't just wander around and just say, oh, we cannot.
You cannot just say, let my light shine.
Let my light shine.
但是我的生命没有成长。
But our life hasn't grown.
因为这个内住的生命是光。
Because this indwelling light is light.
所以我们的生命要成长。
So our life needs to grow.
所以今天早上我想分享一些如何让这个光照出来实际的路。
So today I want to talk about some practical ways for our light to shine, for our life to grow.
我相信有很多方面我们可以学习的。
I know and I believe that there's a lot of ways that we can learn.
但今天早上我就讲三个方面。
And today I want to talk about just three points.
让我们一起学习。
Let's learn together.
第一，这个生命要成长，就要读主的话。
First of all, we need to read God's word.
我们一起看哈，我先这里没有列出来。约翰福音六章六十三节说：“我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。”
John 6:63 says, "The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life."
我的话就是灵，就是生命。
My word is the life, is the Spirit.
何等的宝贵！所以你要生命成长，需要读主的话。
How precious is that? So if we want to grow, we need to read His word.
你不能说我要长到180公分，但是你不吃饭。
We can say, I want to grow to 180 centimeters, but I don't eat.
要长就得生命。
If you want to grow, young.
神的话就是你，就是生命。
God's word is the spirit, is the life.
所以弟兄姊妹要读主的话。
Brothers and sisters, you gotta read His word.
不是随便翻圣经看一段就好了。
Not just flip through whatever random pages and look at it.
你跟他到 cafeteria 吃饭时候，你就看一遍，走过去不吃，你就饱了。
If you went to the cafeteria, you just wander around and just not and don't pick up any food and you're full.
不可能的。
That's impossible.
一定要吃主。
You have to eat His word.
并且诗篇在119篇第105节怎么说？
And what the Psalm 119:105 says?
We can read together. 我们一起读。你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。所以这个话不仅叫我们成长，
and so not only this word help us grow,
而且引导我们前进，
guides our path ahead.
昨天上山的时候，大家都尝到那个滋味了。
When we went up the mountains, went here, didn't we all taste it?
那个雾那么大，
the road is so big,
the fog was so thick,
the fog was so thick.
那个雾这么大。So, 你们怎么上山？我就选了一个办法，挑靠近一部车子，紧紧的跟着。
So how I did to is to follow the car that is ahead.
不仅我的车灯要照明前面的路。
Not only my headlights shine at the path ahead.
他的尾灯要引导我前面的路。
Car ahead of me is a real light shine my path as well.
我要紧紧的跟随。
I need to follow.
我昨天可觉得自己够聪明，跟得真高兴。
I thought I was smart. I was following very closely. I was happy.
结果没有想到，我前面那个车觉得我跟太近了。
And but then, little did I know that the car ahead of me, he thinks that I follow too close.
他就靠边停下来。
And so he just parked at the side.
让我先走。一下子我前面没有。
And all of a sudden, there's no light ahead.
哦，雾那么厚。
The road is so thick.
很可怕。
So scary. 因为路一直在转。Oh, the road is so
winding. That's right. 我怎么办？ What should I do? 加速找
另外一部车。I accelerated. Find another car.
所以主的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So His word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
所以要有主的话引导我们每一步路。
We need God's word to guide our path.
脚前的灯就是目前的一个我们要走的路。路上的光是照远处的方向。
The lamp that is to our feet, that is the near path, but the light that is ahead of us to the direction. That is for the direction.
所以我们需要它带我们每一天的道路，也让我们看见我们的方向。
So we need Him to help us to look at our to know where our direction is.
你们有没有经验每天你按照你的进度读圣经？
Have you ever experienced this when you follow your Bible study plan?
当你读到你当天的经节正好是你的一天完全需要。
When you're reading your reading plan and you found this word and it is the exact word you need for the day.
这就是脚前的灯啊。
That is the light to our path.
所以要养成习惯，每天读主的话。
So we need to make this as a habit.
不要随便有空读一下，而且一翻看某一页。
Not just flip through the Bible randomly and just look at one page.
曾经有个弟兄不爱读经。
There's this one brother who doesn't like to read God's word.
但是呢，他的长辈一直催促他要读经，他要读经啊。
And his elders were pushing him to read the Bible.
他很不耐烦，他懒懒的躺在床上。
And he was lazy. He was like in bed.
他说好吧，就读主的话吧。
He said, "All right, let's read God."
他平常也不读经，所以他也不知道要读哪一卷书。
He had no experience, and he didn't know where to start.
他就随便一翻。
And he just put
put
his finger on one.
第一句话说，他就出去吊死了。
And that word says he went out and hung himself.
就是讲到犹大。
That was Judah.
So 不要随便乱读圣经。
So just don't read Bible.
他那一天就醒悟过来。
He realized.
主真向他说话。
God was spoken.
你这样就是走在死路上，最终是死亡。
He's walking on the path to death.
所以他以后就乖乖读经。
So he made it a habit to read God's word.
所以神的话很奇妙。
So So God's word is true.
所以希伯来书才说, 神的话是活泼的, 是有功效的。
So the Hebrew it says, God, the word of God is alive and active.
在那个弟兄身上真是有效的。
It is truly active on that brother.
它比一切两刃的剑更快。
Sharper than any double-edged sword.
甚至灵与魂、骨节与骨髓都是无法开。
It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirits, joints and marrow.
连心中的思念和主意都能辨。
And it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前显然的。
All the people, all the ones that are created, there is nothing that can hide from God.
原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是事物敞开。
And we found out that like all the creation are to God, to our God, there is no hidden.
很奇妙啊，主的话是能够辨明我们心中最深的地方。
How truly, how amazing it is that God's word help us judges the thoughts and attitudes of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他说与我们有关系的主，
because it is connected to us.
所以主很在意啊。
God truly cares about us.
因为他与我们有关系啊。
Because you are in a relationship.
所以他借着他的话显明我们的光景。
So he used his word to show how we truly are.
为了要帮助我们。
To help us.
所以约翰一书特别讲我们得着了生命，得着了光，得着了主的话。
So in 1 John, it says that when we receive his word, we receive his life.
我们就有一个恩光的教训在里面。
There is this anointing that remains in us.
住在里面的光会教导我们。
The light inside us will teach us.
所以他说，你们自从主所受的恩膏要长存在你的心里，不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
So it says the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things,
这个恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And as this anointing is real, not counterfeit, remain in him just as it has taught.
弟兄姊妹，我们接受了光，对不对？
So brothers and sisters, we have received this.
我们得着了主耶稣的生命。
We have received his life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are his children.
圣灵住在我们的灵里。
The spirit is dwelling in us.
当我们渐渐成长的时候, 祂在凡事上要教导我。
As we grow, this anointing will teach us.
这是真的。
This is real.
然后我们就要按照这个恩膏的教训住在主里。
And we shall follow this anointing to remain in fellowship with him.
不要忽略圣灵的感动，不要消灭它。Do
not mourn the Holy Spirit.
久了我们会麻木，会刚硬的。Because
as time passes, we will feel dim, we will feel busy.
这个恩膏的教训，很多的时候是从神的话出来。Every
single time, this anointing is something that is from God.
你知道神的话有两种分别，一个是 logos, 一个是 rhema, right?
There are two kinds of word of God. There's logos, there's rhema.
Logos 就是我每天按时的读主的话。
But logo is when we read God's word every day.
Rhema 就是应时的供应.
Rhema is that word that came from God
in a timely manner. 就在你需要的时候，你以前读的圣经突然发出声音来.
It's like when you need it, the word that you read before just came to you.
所以我们要按照这个恩膏的教训住在主里面.
So we ought to follow this anointing.
这个生命才会成长，这个光才会自然出来。So
that our life can grow, so that this light can shine.
我记得两弟兄在念研究所念博士的时候。
I remember when Brother Timothy was still in the PhD program.
在最后一年。In
his last year.
他除了因为博士学生是要全职要修三堂课。
Because he's an international student, he needs to take three classes.
他要做助教 PA.
Also needs a TA.
他又做研究助理 RA, research assistant.
He needs to also do research.
所以他很忙碌.
And so he was busy.
又要准备写论文，要毕业.
He needs to also write his dissertation.
那有一天呢，他这个指导教授突然跑来.
And one day his assistant advisor came to him.
说 Timothy, 你帮我把这个软体呢发展成 PC 的 version。
Mr. Timothy, can you develop this software to PC?
他一看这个软件，他说：“哎，这个是老板，这个我的指导教授公司里的软件。”
And Brother Timothy realized this is something from the advisor's company, his company.
这不跟学校他做的研究无关的。
This has nothing to do with what he's studying.
而且那时候 PC 才刚刚问世，就是个人电脑才刚刚问世。
And the PC was so new that in that moment.
所以他要把这个超级电脑 mainframe program 改成 PC 的 version.
So we need to somehow convert the supercomputer into a PC version.
这实在是很大一个工程。
It was a very big construction.
他不知道什么时候能做完。
He didn't know when he could finish.
他其他的同学知道就笑他说 ，Timothy, forget about graduation.
And so when his friends knew it, he's like, Timothy, You can't graduate.
但他没有选择的。
He has no choice.
而且这是没有 paid.
There's no, you don't get paid.
所以他心里就很不舒服。
So he was very just grudging.
坐在那个电脑面前，他真的心里很生气，愤愤不平。
Sitting before the computer, he was just so angry inside.
这样子过了一阵子，突然有一天
，And one day,
他正在电脑面前的时候，心里还是起伏不定。
When he was still grudging, when he was still angry,
突然神说话
God's word came.
突然恩膏的教训在他心中浮起
The anointing came to him.
神对他说，服侍地上的主人，就像服侍天上的主。
Serve your master. The word says, serve your master on earth, like you're serving the master above you.
突然下这个话进来，带着亮光，带着能力。
This word was such powerful.
它里面所有的不平都是不见了。
All the grudge, all the feeling of bitterness inside them all disappeared.
取而代之的是一个极大的平安和平安。
And what comes after that was this great, great peace.
他就开始做这件事。
And so he started this work.
结果两个礼拜之内，他就把 PC 的这个版本发展成功。
And suddenly, 2 weeks later, he finished it.
还写了一个使用手册。
He also wrote a manual for this PC.
交给了他的老板。
And just gave them all to his advisor.
老板很惊讶。
And his advisor was so amazed.
也没说什么，也没付钱，就把他带到公司去了。
He didn't get paid or something, but the advisor just took him to his company.
结果几个月之后，这个教授问他。
And so, that was before he took him to bed.
No, after that.
Yeah, a while after. A few months after.
这个教授就问他。
His advisor asked.
Timothy, 想不想毕业啊？
You want to graduate?
说当然想。
Yes, I want to.
他说，但是我还有几件事没有做完啊。
But I still have a few things I need to do.
你知道老板的办公室板上有14件事要完成，他才能毕业。
In the advisor's advisor's room, there's certain things that he has to do in order to graduate.
14件事他做到第11件。
There are 14 of them, and he has already done 11.
而且那第14件事叫做 Mission Impossible.
And then 14th one is known as Mission Impossible.
所以他想，我怎么可能毕业？
So he was thinking, how can I graduate?
老板说不要担心。
And his advisor said, don't worry.
结果很快的，他就完成了论文，完成了答辩，就毕业了。
But he finishes the test, finishes dissertation, and he graduated.
礼拜五毕业。
He graduated on Friday.
礼拜一就去老板公司上班。
And he went working for his advisor at his company
on Monday. The next Monday. 他一去，他的老板就把他写的软体交给他。
And so when he got there, his boss, advisor, gave him the all the things regards his PC that he developed.
说你从此负责这个部门。
And he said, from now on, you are in charge of this department that you developed.
所以他上班第一天就被升成主管。
So he became a manager the first day at work.
他一事先一点都不知道。
He didn't know anything about this.
真的很奇妙。
How amazing was that?
主的话是脚前的灯，是路上。
The word of God is the lamp to my feet, the light to my path. 他一点不知道前面的路。Didn't know anything about. 他就是一步一步顺服。Just step by step, he followed the Lord.
按着不听到的教训住在主。
Follow the anointing and teaching to remain in him.
所以要光照出来，第一件事，生命要成长，就是要读主。
So in order for your light to shine, the first thing you need to do is to read God's word.
第二件事呢，就是不要爱世界。
And the second thing is to not love the world.
我觉得我们很需要读一下这一段的经文。
I think we need to read this verse.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians 2.
第二章到第五节。第二节到第五节。
Verse 2 to 5.
我们可不可以看得见吗？
看得见。
可以吗？我们一起读一下好不好？那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的旨意，各为可恶的妻子和别人呀。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过半中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩典。你看那个时候，在这描述我们不认识主，没有把光接进来的时候，我们呢是随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Back when we were still dead in transgressions, we followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, which is the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
了解吗？以前我们是在世界的灵的控制下。
In the past, we were in control of that spirit.
我们的生活怎样？是在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，在神的眼中是可怒之子。
We were at one time gratifying the cravings of our flesh. We were following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature disobedient to wrath.
在世界活着，随从世界的风俗的人，在神的眼中是可怒之子。
Do you know that if you follow this, the ways of this world, you are in God's eyes deserving of wrath?
因为世界是神的仇敌。
Because this world is the enemy of God.
世界是在仇敌的权势之下。
This world is in the control of the devil.
所以活在世界的风俗里面，跟着世界走，是跟神为敌的。
So if you follow the ways of this world, you are the enemy of God.
但是神有丰富的怜悯。
But God is rich in mercy.
他爱我们的大爱。
He has this great love for us.
就叫我们还死在罪恶过犯在世界里的时候，叫我们与基督一同活过来。
He made us alive with Christ, even when we were still dead in transgressions.
因为基督亲自来到地上，为我们担当了我们的罪，为我们死，为我们复活，为我们带出了出世界的道路。
Because Jesus Christ came Himself to lay and die for our sins, so that we could be took out from this world.
所以我们得救是本乎恩。
Which is why we are saved by grace.
我们没做什么。
We didn't do it.
恩的意思就是说我们没做什么，我们不配的东西赐给了我们。
By grace means that we didn't do anything. We don't deserve it, but we still receive it.
神爱我们的大爱，将我们救出来。
Because of His great love for us.
所以老约翰在约翰一书就说。
So John in First John,
第二章十四节开始，他讲了一段很重要的。
In First John 2, verse 14, it says.
十四节。
Verse 14.
啊。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。好，我们先跳过去，从少年人，你看，少年是对我说，少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强，神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
The Apostle John says here, I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one.
看到没有，神的话落在我们的里面，我
Do you see here that the word, when the word of God abides in you, we have the ability to overcome the wicked one.
他并且告诉他们说，不要爱世界和世界上的事。And he also tells us
to not love the world and the lust of it.
知道吗？世界跟神是为敌的。Do you know
that the world is the enemy of God?
所以当我们爱世界的时候，爱父的心就不在我们。So
if we love this world, the love of the Father is not in us.
所以少年人呢，要让神的话在我们里面，让我们刚强得胜。So
young people, we need to have that God's word be strengthen us.
而且怎么样？不要爱这个世界。And
do not love this world.
不然爱父的心就不在我们里面。Or
else the love of the Father is not in us.
我不知道弟兄们，你们追求姊妹的时候，可以一时追求几个吗？
I don't know, brothers. When you pursue girls, the sisters, how many can you do at one time?
你若是爱这个，你就很难爱另外一个，是吗？
If you love this one sister, you cannot.
希望是这样的。
At the same time, right?
I hope that's the case, right?
That's the case, right?
你若爱世界，就不能爱神。
If you love the world, you cannot love God.
因为他们是对立的。
Because they are against each other.
而这世界上的事是什么？
And what is the things of this world?
就是呢，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
It's the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life.
就像他提前我们尼尼波所说的，我们怎么样，按照肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Just like in Ephesians, in which we just read, it says we follow the ways of the world.
According to our flesh.
According to our flesh.
在这里是一样的，我们过去是这样，神既然救我们出来，就不要再回头。And
similarly, if God has saved us out of this world, don't turn back.
因为这一切事情都会过去的。Because
all the things of this world.
什么能够永远长存？And
what will remain forever?
遵行神旨。Those
who do the will of God.
就是神引导我们，恩膏的教训，神的话怎么说，按照神的心意原则活着。
So we need to follow His anointing, follow His word.
所以罗马书十二章二节讲的说，不要效法这个世界，而要怎么样？心意要更新而变化。Which
is why Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind."
多好！ Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed. The renewing of your mind. 不要效法这个世界，心意要更新而变化。所以遇见一件事情的时候，不要照世界的原则来判断。Yeah,
so that's why it says, do not be conformed to this world. So when we face certain situations, we should not deal with it, but we deal like how the world deals.
而要查验神怎么看。
But we need to look how God does it.
他的看法是善良。
We need to see if this way is good, acceptable, perfect.
那是神的道路。
That is the path.
所以记好，神的旨意是善良、纯全和喜悦。
So remember, the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect.
很多弟兄姊妹常常有需要时说，哎呀，不知道神的旨意是什么。
So when brothers and sisters are in need, but they don't know what the will of God is,
你来寻求他，他的旨意是善良、纯全和喜。Just
come to Him. His will is good, acceptable, and perfect.
很多时候跟世界的原则是不一样。And
it is at many times it's different than how the world goes.
我刚才讲到Timothy去上班。And
I said earlier, my brother Timothy went to work.
他在那个公司做得很好。
He was doing a good job at work.
他有一个书桌,
and he has this desk.
他每次做那个program做累的时候呢，他就把左边打开来。
Whenever he's tired of his work, he just opens the drawer.
左边的抽屉是诗歌本。
Inside the drawer is the hymn book.
他就唱一唱诗歌，听进去。
And he just sings the hymns inside of it. 他的右边的抽屉打开。 It's the right drawer.
是圣经。
Inside of it is the Bible.
他就读一点主的话。
And just read God's word.
让他的生命得滋润，因为主的话是灵，是神。
so that his life can be nourished, because God's life is the Spirit is the life.
所以他常常在做事的时候亲近神。
So even when he's doing his job, he's also spending time with God.
有一天正在做的时候,
and one time he was doing his work,
神突然对他说,
God spoke to him.
说如果我呼召你全时间出来侍奉你，你信不信我负你一生的责任？
God said, if I called you out to serve full time for me, do you believe that I will take full responsibility for your life?
他说我相信.
He said, I believe.
哇，那一天神跟他们神可喜乐了.
And that day, and Timothy and God, they were so happy.
那神的喜乐充满整个办公室.
The joy of God filled his office.
所以后来他按照神的时间出来服侍.
So he obeyed God's timing.
那是1992年.
Came out to serve his serve full time. That was 1992.
Vicky 刚刚出生不到6个月.
That was when Vicky was born for 6 months after.
Yeah, she was about 6 months old.
6 months old.
你知道就在同一年，他辞职之前。
And that same year before he resigned,
神给他的老板给全公司发股票,
and his boss gave all his employees in his company stocks.
他那个时候是IT department director,
and Timothy back then was the IT director.
他拿到的股份,
and the stocks that he received,
是 manager 的30倍,
is 30 times what a manager would receive.
但是要5年, 一年拿20%分5年的老板,
but you can only receive it in 5 years,
and 20% each year,
20%.
所以这个意思就是要让人留下来.
So what the purpose of that is for that person to stay.
但他就在那一年辞职.
He resigned right at that year.
因为他相信呼召的主负他完全.
Because he believed that the God who called him out will take full responsibility.
换了任何人可能想说，那做一年也好啊。
But another person might think, maybe you can stay for another year.
你起码拿20%啊。你比别人多30倍，你是别人30倍，拿个20%也不错啊。来，所以还好，还好神没呼召我，我是学会计的。Oh,
it's good that God didn't call me. I work as a accountant.
所以太危险了，我这个脑子不适合。
But my brain is not suited for this such call.
感谢主，但是他就相信，不要怎么样 conform to this world, but be transformed.
Yeah, he believed that to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed.
不要效法这个世界，要查验神是神善良、纯全、可喜悦.
Do not follow this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
1992年到现在多少年了?
How many years since 1992?
30年.
30 years.
神负我们完全的责任.
God take full responsibility for us.
神是信实.
He is that faithful.
我们没有缺乏.
We lack nothing.
反而丰富有余.
But we receive abundantly.
主是不是信实?
Isn't he faithful?
但是在30年前是不容易的一个决定。
It was not an easy decision back 30 years ago.
因为老大才4岁，然后1岁，然后这个半岁，1岁半，然后这个半岁。
My first father is 4 years old, the second one was
1岁半,
1.5, the third one is 6 months old.
有这么多的重担在前面,
his family has such a burden.
应该会有很多忧虑的。
There should be a lot of worries.
但是神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意负责到底.
But that good, acceptable, perfect will of God take responsibility.
所以神说：“Timothy，相信吗？”
So God asked, "Do you believe me, Timothy?"
他相信.
He believed.
他就辞职.
He resigned.
感谢主，我们才能经历到主的丰富的预备啊.
And this is how we can experience His perfect provision.
就像亚伯拉罕可以说，那个什么，索多玛王，我一根线，一个鞋带都不拿你的，免得你说是你叫我父。
Just as Abraham responded to the king of Sodom and said, I will take nothing and for shoeless,
not even a shred or shoeless
from you.
So that you won't give yourself credit.
So that the king will not receive any credit.
一样的,他在最重要的时候提醒出来,所以所有的荣耀会给神。
So just, yeah, at the same, similarly, he, at the very important time, he didn't choose the world.
若是多留一年，人家说哦，就是那个20%让你们活到今天。
If you choose to stay here, for another year to get the 20%,
那 people give credit to the 20%.
People will give credit to the 20%.
感谢主，所以我们与世界没有关系，世界与神是对的。
We have nothing to do with of this world.
所以选择的时候，千万不要一脚踏在世界，一脚踏在神这边。
So when we live, we should not have our one foot in this boat, which is God, and another foot in the boat, which is the world.
快把在世界那只脚拉回来。Take
that foot back. And take just hold your feet, all your feet in the boat.
不然你就要掉在水里了。Or
you will fall in the water.
你就淹死了。And
you will sink.
让选择站在神这边。Choose
to be on the side of God.
所以第二个点就是不要爱世界，不要爱神。
The second point is to
不要爱世界,
do not love the world.
所以乃要爱神就是我们的第三点.
So the third point, which comes after this, is to love God.
To love God.
Yes.
Yes. 爱主如己。所以这个是主亲自教我们的.
And this is something the Lord Himself taught us.
Hey, 我们得到生命是主的生命啊.
Life received is the life of God.
所以主说重要的事情对我们是不是重要?
So when the Lord says something to us, isn't that important?
对主说这个很重要的，这个就是重要的事。对主而言是重要的事，就是重，对我们就是重要的事。
If to God this is something important, then to us it is very, very important.
因为在马可福音说有一个人来问主。
In the book of Mark, a person came to Jesus.
说诫命中哪一个是第一要紧的呢?
And asked him, which is the first commandment of all?
所以有人来问主耶稣，所有的诫命中哪一个最重要？
So of all the commandments there are, which one is the most important?
我们身为主的儿女，我们应该要知道的。
As children of God, we ought to know.
所以主耶稣怎么回答？你们都知道吧？很熟的。
And what did Jesus reply?
你们要怎样？尽心、尽意、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength."
还要。
And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself.
再有你没有比这两条更大。
There is no other commitment greater than these.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们把它背起来好不好？
So brothers and sisters, let's memorize these verses.
最大的是两件事是什么？
What are the two biggest things? The biggest commitments.
哎，说出来，我们不能不知道。尽心、尽意、尽意、尽力、爱主。
我的神，然后爱人如己。Love your neighbor as yourself。OK，那你的神改成我的神好不好？So should we change our God to my God？Our God。Let's do it again。再来一次，好不好？要尽心、尽意、尽力、尽意爱主，爱我的神，还要爱人如己。啊，记得了啊。 都记得了，好不好？都记得了。所以你看到什么人不爱主的时候，就提醒他一下。早上爬起来的时候说要尽力爱主。When
you wake up
in the morning, I need to love the Lord with all my strength.
对，明天早上叫7点钟叫起床的时候，不行，光心里爱是不够，要用点力气起来。So
you wake up at 7 tomorrow, you need to wake up.
Brother. Just loving the moment your heart is good, but not enough. Use your strength. Get up now. Right? Do that tomorrow morning. Okay? Or this afternoon, whatever, right? 要用全心全力爱主.
Love the Lord with all your strength.
更大的挑战，你说爱神比较容易，不是吗？
Loving God is easy.
对，但是更大的挑战是什么？
But there's a greater challenge.
就是要爱人如己.
To love your neighbor as yourself.
太困难了，因为不是每一个人看起来都可爱。
Because not everyone looks cute.
但是。<laughs>
神爱世人。But the Lord loves so much.
爱到一个地步，他最爱的爱子是。
But to one point, he gave his only begotten son.
这个爱大到一个地步，把自己最爱的神。
He loved us so much that he gave what's most the most important.
主耶稣的爱这么大，他选择来到这世。
Jesus' love was so big, he decided to came to this world.
放下自己。
Lay down himself.
他从出生就放下自己，你们了解吗？
The moment he was born, he laid down himself. Do you know?
你们明白吗？
Do you understand?
哪有人出生在又臭又脏又吵的家庭？
Who in the world will be born in a manger that is so dirty, that is so smelly, that is not good?
但是神的儿子选择出生在马槽。
But the Son of God did.
他只有一个记号是什么？
What is the only mark?
用一块布
baby, help.
Wrap in a cloth.
Wrap in a cloth.
That's it.
That's the mark.
神的儿子来到地上，出生在马槽，用一块布裹着，这是他的记号。
The Son of God came to the world, born in a manger, wrapped in a cloth. That is the mark.
天使说，这就是他的记号。
The angel said that.
神的儿子来的时候，他的记号就是十字。
The Son of God came. When Son of God came, that the mark, his mark is to sacrifice himself.
所以一路十字
，He laid down himself all the way.
他的尊严、他的骄傲、他的欲望，通通放在祭坛上。
His pride, his life,
his
desires, he all laid it all on the altar.
他只顺从父给他的每一步的安排。
What he did only is follow what God said, what his father said.
一直到最后死在十字架上。
All the way until he was crucified.
那么羞辱，那么痛苦的死。
Such excruciating, such a shameful death.
为了要将我们救你，因为爱。
So that we can be saved because of love.
所以他说要爱别人像爱自己。
That's what he said, to love your neighbor as yourself.
这个爱不是情人吃个饭送人一个礼物。
This love is not just giving presents to each other or like treating them to a meal.
但是是舍下我自己的骄傲，我的欲望，我出于所有我自己的情形。
But it's to truly lay down our pride, our desires, all of our thoughts.
然后站在别人的位置上
and sit in other people's shoes.
替他着想
，Think for others.
这叫爱人如己。
That is loving your neighbor as yourself.
我记得有一天我在上班。
One day when I was at work.
那是星期二晚上有祷告聚会。
It was Tuesday. There was prayer meeting that night.
那时候我们的孩子都还在小学。
And that time, all of my children were all in elementary.
我就打个电话给 Timothy 下午的时候。
So I called Timothy in the afternoon.
我说 Timothy, make sure 小孩功课都做完了，都洗好澡啊，我们回来吃完饭就赶快去教会，不然会来不及。
I said, oh, Timothy, make sure all the children's homework are done and cook the dinner and get them ready because we're going to church.
他说没问题。
He said, no problem.
他那时候正在他的书房里做文字工作。
He was in his study, doing some typing work
for the church.
For the church.
然后呢，等到我六点钟下班赶到家的时候
，So at 6 p.m. I got home.
门一打开
，I opened the door.
整个屋子都是黑的。
All
was pitch dark at the door.
The inside of the house was pitch dark.
哎，我说人都在哪
？I was like, where are the people?
我上楼
，I went upstairs.
发现小朋友都还在房间里做功课。
I found that all my children were still doing homework.
还没有洗澡。
I didn't take a shower yet.
然后呢？楼下呢，厨房里也没有炉火，没有饭。
There's no dinner's not ready yet.
我们的亲爱的老公在哪里呢
？Where's my lovely husband?
跑进去，他还在书房。
I went to his study and found him.
他还在做他的文字工作。
He was still doing that type.
甚至灯都没有开。
The light was on.
所以自从三小时以前跟他打电话之后，他一直就在那里做事。
So during that 3 hours, he was doing his work.
甚至买灯泡。
Since my phone, since the phone call.
所以时间过去，他一点都没有注意到，连灯都没开。
So yes, even as time passed, he didn't realize even the light was on.
我走进去，我说
，I want in，
非常生气
，I was angry，
我还提着我的皮包
，I was holding back my handbag，
我很生气，我说，嘉升，怎么没有晚饭
？I was like Timothy， why is the dinner not ready？
为什么小朋友都还没有洗澡
？Why are the children not taking a shower？
我们马上就要去教会聚会了
，We're going to church，
怎么来得及
？How can we're not ready？
然后我就发了一阵脾气
，And I was just very angry。
And that was it. 然后他就坐在椅子上听我。
And Timothy was sitting in the chair.
等我发完所有的脾气。
After I released all my anger on him.
他就说：“老婆，你真可怜。你嫁给我这样的老公。”
He said, "Oh my wife, you are so I'm so sorry that you married me.
Maybe someone like me.
Someone like me."
你知道他一说这个话的时候
，When he said that，
这个生命是光
，It is life is like light，
一下照进我的心
，That light shone into my heart，
让我觉得很惭愧
，It made me realize that I was wrong。
他可以站起来站在他的立场
，He could rightfully stood in his position。
他可以说
，He can defend himself。
愚昧的妇人
，He said,
"You foolish woman,
you foolish woman."
你不知道我在服侍主吗
？Didn't you know? Don't you know that I'm serving my God?
但是他却站在我的位置
，But he stood in my position.
知道一个做母亲的心的着急
，Knowing that as a mother, that there are certain things that are very important.
身为一个要去聚会的姊妹，心里的着急
，As a sister going to church, that's Yeah, this is very important to me as a sister.
他就感觉到我里面的着急和愤怒。
He felt my anger. He felt the urge.
My anxiety.
My anxiety.
他就说：“哎，真抱歉。”
He was easily upset.
但是当他放下自己的时候，主的生命出来就成为我的光。
But when he laid up himself, the light of the Lord became my light.
我就很羞羞愧愧的离开了他的房间。Shamefully, I left his room. 然后去做晚饭。做弟兄姊妹，神的生命是光。这个生命会叫我们爱神。
This life will help. Well, it urges to love God,
而且爱别人
to love others.
Amen. 当我们这样做的时候，光就照出来
When we do that, the light inside will shine.
所以试试看
Why don't we try?
弟兄们，我们常常说不要做杠子头 Don't always argue. The first reaction is argue, defend ourselves.
And in most cases, the first reaction when we are, agitated, we defend ourselves.
试试看 ，cool, be cool, 安静下来 ，cool down, 冷静下来
，try to stay calm, stay cool.
然后退到里面
，take a step back.
然后替别人想想
，think for others.
再来反应
，and then react.
你就发现。你的生命可以成为那个和平的光
，and you find that your life can be that light of peace.
那么我在这里跟大家分享呢，这三个点，一个是要主的话
，so the three points I brought up. The first one is to read God's word.
第二个是不要爱世界
，second is to not love the world.
因为爱世界的爱神的心就不见了
，because if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
神付了最大的代价把我们从世界里救出来，就不要再回去。
God has paid such great price for us, for us to be out of the world. Let's not turn back.
所以反而要爱神，爱别人。
So we need to love the Lord.
爱人要爱到爱人如己。
Love others like yourself, as yourself. Love your neighbors as yourself.
这个很重要，就是放下自己，站在别人的位置来做事。
Lay down yourself.Put yourself in other people's shoes.
我们可以在很多小事上操练。
We can do that. We can practice that.
你知道吗？这个周末只有我们这一个组织在这里。
Do you know that during, in this weekend, it's only our group that is in this facility?
但是你知道这个聚会厅可以坐多少人?
Do you know how many seats can be occupied here in this chapel?
他们告诉我们500人。
They told us 500.
因为我们是唯一的一个主一组，所以他们给我们最大的宿舍，最大聚会厅。
Because we are the only group, they gave us the biggest chapel, they gave us the biggest lodge.
所以我们走之后呢，他们要收拾的地方是很多，面积是很大。
So even after we leave, they need to clean up a very big area.
对弟兄姊妹，替别人想。
So brothers and sisters, think for others.
当我们在走在走动的时候，你把你的垃圾捡起来。
So when we walk, that we leave, maybe we can just take the trash, our trash with us.
不要说这不是我的垃圾，这是Caleb。
Don't say, oh, this is Michelle's trash.
替别人想，把垃圾都捡干净，不然想工作人员后面的善后是很辛苦。
I think for others, so that, yeah, because the staff that will clean afterwards, they need to do a lot of work.
昨天晚上聚完会之后，你们走完了，我捡了好多的水瓶，好多那个包那个装灯的那个盒子的塑胶袋。After
the meeting last time, I was cleaning afterwards, and I saw a lot of trash for the jar.
Like the water bottles,
water bottles,
and the wrapper for the jar last night, yeah. Even some snacks.
Do you know that we can just pick those trash up? It's very easy. I only hope is that the staff that clean afterwards will find that, oh, Christian Assembly, great group.
对不对？这是光啊。
That is the light.
替别人想。
Think for others.
你们在宿舍也是一样。
Inside the lodge as well.
在餐厅也是一样。
In the cafeteria.
我们要替别人想。
Think for others.
这样的生命是光。
This life is light.
让人有喜乐。
To bring joy to other people.
那么，我现在要放一个视频，大概9分钟。
Now I want to play a clip, which is 9 minutes.
我觉得这个里面说的为别人是讲的说的更好。
I think the message in here is which is to think for others.
让我们先看一下，再。2
years after the Titanic sank.
就在铁达尼沉船之后两年,
the year is was 1914.
那一年是1914年.
There's another ship that sank.
有另外一艘船沉了.
It's called the Empress of Iron.
叫爱尔兰女王号.
It was going from Canada to London.
当时它从加拿大要到伦敦去.
And it had about 1400 passengers.
在船上大概有1400多名乘客.
Over 1000 people drowned and died.
而在这个当中呢，有好几百人都淹死了。
They only rescued about 400 plus.
他们大概只救了400多人起来。But
the sinking of this ship is very different from the Titanic.
可是这艘船沉没的时候，跟铁达尼号很不一样。It
sank very fast. In 14 minutes, it was under the water.
它沉得很快，14分钟完全进到水里了。So
they didn't have time to lower the lifeboats.
根本连要救生艇下水的时间都没有。
Now, on board this ship,
在这艘船上,
there were business people,
有很多生意人啊,
there were rich people, celebs,
很多有钱人啊, 社会名流啊,
but there was also 170 Salvation Army youth leaders.
这艘船上刚好有170位是救世军的青年领袖。
And they were on the way to a Salvation Army conference in London.
他们要到伦敦去参加救世军的一场特会。
And so it was in the middle of the night as it sang.
他们沉船的时候也在晚上.
Their cabins so happened to be next to where all the life jackets were stored.
他们的船舱刚好就在人家储藏救生衣的旁边.
So they grabbed a life jacket each and they jumped into the water.
每一个孩子呢，马上抓了救生衣穿上之后就跳到水里去了.
They were very lucky.
他们很有幸.
There was only 400 plus survivors.
整艘船只有400多人存活。
So when all the survivors were rescued,
当存活的人被救上来之后
They were looking for these 170 youth leaders
就去找这170位青年领袖啊
But they couldn't find a single one of them
一个都找不到哎
Everyone died
他们每一个都死了
They were very puzzled
他们就很奇怪啊
They started an investigation
就调查这个事儿
What happened to these 170 youth leaders
这170个年轻人到底发生什么事儿了
So they had a survivors meeting
他们召聚这些存活的人一起开会
And they started sharing their stories
这些人开始分享自己的故事
And the stories came out were all the same
他们每一个人讲的故事版本都一样哦
Some were witnesses
有些人亲眼见证
Some had personal experience
有些人亲身经历
They all said the same thing
都讲同样的话
Young person
年轻人
A young man, a young lady
一个年轻的男孩一个女孩
Swam up to me
游到我身边
Took off his life jacket
把他救生衣打开
and gave it to me
脱下交给我
and laid down their lives
自己舍命了
and then after they all had no more life jacket
当已经没有救生衣的时候
you know what they did
你知道他们做什么
they knew they didn't have much time
他们知道自己时间有限
the water was too cold
水海水太冷了
but they swam around asking people are you a Christian
仍然在海水中游着问每一个人说你是基督徒吗
and leading people to Christ
带领这些人信耶稣
praying for people
为人祷告
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
until eventually every one of them died
到最后这170个孩子每一个人都死了
there was a man a survivor
在存活的人当中有一个男人
He told this story
他讲出自己的故事
Now he was this big macho strong tattooed guy
他是一个很强壮高个很健壮全身有刺青的男人
He said he was in the water
他说当他在海水里的时候
A young girl 17-19 years old
一个年轻女孩17-19岁左右吧
Swam up to him
游到他身边
Took off her life jacket
脱下自己的救生衣
and gave it to him
交给他了
he took it he put it on
他接下当然先穿上嘛
but after a while
可是一段时间之后
he felt like I'm this man how can I take the life jacket from a young girl
他说我是个大男人怎么能拿小女孩的救生衣呢
so he swam back after the girl
他就游回到这女孩身边
and gave the girl back the life jacket
把这个救生衣还给她
the girlAsked him, "Are you a Christian?"
这女孩就问他，你是基督徒吗
？Says, "No, I'm not a Christian."
他说我不是基督徒。
Says, "Do you want to be a Christian?"
你要不要信做基督徒
？No, I'm not ready to be a Christian.
没有，我没有预备好做基督徒啊。
And he said the girl got upset with him.
他说女孩生他的气。
Took the life jacket,
拿着的救生衣
threw it back at him,
丢回到他面前
and said to him,
跟他说
，He said, "I will die better than you."
我死。比你死要好。
When I die, I go to heaven.
我死了之后能上天堂。
If you die, you will not go to heaven.
你死却没有天堂的盼望。
So you gotta live.
你必须要活下去。
This man,
这个男人
with tears in his eyes,
眼中带着泪
he said that night,
他说那个晚上
I was saved twice.
我被救了两次。
Once from the water,
一次从水中救起。
And one more time for my sin.
一次从罪中救起。
He gave his life to Jesus.
他将生命交给耶稣。
When I heard these stories,
我听到这些故事的时候
I couldn't help but wonder, will there be a generation like this in our time?
我忍不住要想，在我们的时代能看见这样的世代吗？
Because I always hear parents complaining that, oh, this young generation, they're all so selfish.
因为我每次听到父母亲抱怨，就是年轻一代的人太自私了。
But why aren't there a generation like these young people?
为什么没有看见一个世代像这些年轻人一样呢？
So I begin to dig deeper, like investigate more.
我就更深的去挖，想做更深的调查。
They were Salvation Army youth leaders.
他们都是救世军的青年领袖。
Now, Salvation Army was founded by this man called William Booth.
救世军是卜威廉这个人创办的。
Now, in those days, Salvation Army, they were powerful.
在当年，救世军是非常大能的。
Now, they were really the army for salvation.
他们真的是让人得救恩的军队。
Now, by this time, in 1912, 1914, William Booth was very, very old.
等到1912-1914年的时候，卜威廉自己已经年纪非常老了。
And every year he would write a letter to all his soldiers and in all the countries.
每一年卜威廉会写信发给世界各地他救世军的军官们。
As he got older,
他年纪越大，
the letters got shorter and shorter.
他写的信内容就越来越短。
Just before he died,
就在他死之前，
the last letter he sent out,
他发出的最后一封信，
only had one word,
只有一个词，
and that word is others.
那个词就是他人，
others，
他人，
live for others，
为他人而活。
Young people, live for others，
年轻人为他人而活。
Don't live for yourself, live for others，
别为自己活，为他人而活。
It's Christ who lives in me，
现在是基督在我里面活着。
He said to all the young people，
所有的年轻人，
live for God，
因为上帝活，
live for others，
为他人活。
And today now，100 years later,
100年之后,
will there be a new young generation?
有没有全新的一个世代？
Who will lay down their lives, lay down their dreams,
愿意舍下自己生命跟梦想？
And live for others,
为他人而活呢？
I believe yes.
我相信会有。
I have seen it in Singapore.
我在新加坡看见了。
And I know in Taiwan there will be.
我知道台湾也有。
A new generation living for others.
新的世代为他人而活。
In this nation.
在这个国家里。
In your church.
在你教会里。
In your city.
在你城市里。
Wherever you are.
不论你在哪里。
God is calling for.
上帝在呼召。
A new generation.
全新的世代。
They are rising up.
他们要兴起。
They will be idealistic.
他们有各样的理想。
They will make a difference.
他们要带出改变。
They will change the world.
要改变这个世界。
They will make history.
要创造历史。
这个视频我看过好多遍，但是每一次都让我热泪盈眶。I've watched this movie for many, many times, but each time whenever I see it, I cry.
我们不能让我们这个世代就这样过去。
We should not let our generation just pass away like that.
我们需要有人起来大声呼召。
We need to have people to stand up and to accept God's calling.
认识神的使命。
To know God's will.
让我们年轻的生命算数。
So that our lives can be worth it, can be counted in eternity.
愿圣灵亲自在我里面动工。
May the Spirit be at work inside us.
最后我要交通一个经节，启示录22章。
In the last verse I want to talk about.
无论我们的选择是什么。
Whatever our choice is.
为自己活。还是为别人
？To live for myself, or to live for others.
为神活
，to live for God.
有一天，我们都要交账。
One day we will answer.
在这里说到主回来对我们说
，And here it says,
第十节说，不可攻了这书上的预言，这个他是天使，这个像老约翰写信的天使怎么说
？And it was the angel who said to our apostle John.
不可封住这书上的预言，因为日期近。
Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near.
不义的叫他仍旧不义。
And if he does wrong, continue to do wrong.
污秽的叫他仍旧污秽。
Those who are vile, continue to be vile.
为义的叫他仍旧为义。
Those who do right, continue to do right.
圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
People who are holy continue to be holy.
看啊，我必快来。
Behold,
啊，在我。
Behold, I am coming soon.
要照个人所行的报
应。My reward is with me, and I will give to each other according to what they have done.
这一生都要过去。
Our life will pass away.
有一天，我们都要站在公义圣洁的主面前。
And one day we will stand before our righteous holy God.
那一天我们要交账。
And that day we will answer.
是赏还是罚
？Do I get reward or do I get punishment?
我们蒙了这样的恩典，我们怎么样来使用这个恩典
？We have received this great grace. How do we use it?
记得吗？我们得救是本乎恩，不是配的。
Don't you remember we are saved by grace?
不是我们配的或我们赚的。
It's not that we deserve it.
都是白白给的。
It is given to us.
那我们拿到之后， 我们怎么样来处理
？So we have this. How do we deal with it?
抱在怀里，成为一滩死水。
Do we just grab it and be like a pool of dead water?
还是让它流出去
？Or we flow it out like a living water?
有一天都要决定我们一生的价值。
One day, our life will be determined.
最近我一个礼拜，这个天气的变化就让我想到主再来的日子。
And the weather this past few days has just reminded me.
对不对？那个炸弹气旋
，that bomb cyclone，
就突然来到。
That suddenly just formed and came.
从那五大湖区下。
I came to the Great Lakes.
根据记录讲，在 Denver 的 International Airport.
And according to the news, the Denver International Airport.
你知道在十五分钟之内气温下降多少
？Do you know how the temperature dropped in just 15 minutes?
十五分钟之内气温下降多少
？15 minutes. How much did the temperature drop?
降了华氏三十度或摄氏十七度。
It dropped 30 degrees Fahrenheit or 15 degrees Celsius. 17 degrees Celsius.
两个小时之内掉了四十七度偏华氏。
And in 2 hours, it dropped 47 Fahrenheit.
或者是26
Celsius.
你能想象好像突然整个机场被丢到冰库里
Can you imagine how the airport was suddenly thrown into a fridge, a freezer?
有将近2000多的航班 canceled.
Nearly 2,000 flights were canceled because of that.
许多人断电
A lot of
许多的家断电
A lot of households got their electricity cut.
甚至我们的 April，
even our sister April，
在 Ohio，
who was in Ohio，
她要打开门一看，她的车子都被冰雪封住。
She opened the door and saw her car was stuck in snow。
打给学校来帮她从雪中拉出来。
So she called her school to help to get help to get her car out。
她本来上礼拜天要飞来。
She was supposed to fly here last week。
结果她的 flight 全部 canceled。
But her flight was canceled。
但是神的恩典让他能够在昨天飞到。
But by God's grace, she was able to make it this way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要觉得末世不会来到。
So brothers and sisters, don't think that the end time will never come.
来的时候是又快又猛。
When it do come, it comes suddenly.
Catastrophic. 圣经上已经告诉你。
The Bible said it.
一转眼，差十几
All of a sudden,
他用他降临的荣光废掉城。
He destroyed the enemy with his glorious light.
弟兄姊妹，那一天会来到。蒙恩的人要抓紧机会。
All who are we have received, we should seize the opportunity.
分享这个生命。
To share this light,
爱神
to love the Lord,
爱
别人 love others,
不要爱世界
do not love the world,
愿主得着我
the man of God in all of us,
好不好？对你旁边说，要爱神，爱人，不要爱世界。
Let's say to each other,
用你的心讲，说句话 love God, love others, not love the world. Tell your heart, from your heart, be real. Tell your wife, tell your husband.Tell your brother, tell your sister, honey, forgive all of them. Forgive me. Just keep it to your head. 好，感谢主，愿主得着我们。